We have Mr. Gleason now.
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President. How are you?
Fine. Well, you know, I understand you're having a great storm up there.
Well, it's not too bad now. It's going off now.
I understand that a lot of people couldn't get in. Well, I just wanted you to know that with all the excitement of the election, I just learned from Chuck Colson that your birthday was the day after election, and I wanted to I want to tell you that, to congratulate you and tell you that, that we hope we gave you a good birthday present.
Oh, I really did. I was in a telegram I sent you, Mr. President. I was going to say that was a great birthday present.
Yeah, well.
I'll tell you. We said, I think I told Chuck that we were going to take New York by 800,000 for New Jersey by 150,000.
Yeah.
And
you did better.
Yeah, we even did better.
Terrific, terrific. Well, I'll tell you, the way our fellows, you know, all the maritime groups and, of course, that our union people generally came through, it was just great. They were the ones that made the difference.
They did.
We're most grateful, and we'll look forward to working with you over these next 4 years.
I appreciate that, Mr. President.
For the good of everybody.
Right. I think that you deserve it, and I'm not saying this. I've taken different stands at other times, and I think you deserve it. And you're on the right road, and at least you have guts. The other people didn't have that kind of guts, and some of the Democrats that was running that Vietnam situation before you had it done what you did, then we might have been out of it.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
I appreciate your calling, Mr. President. It's one of those things that you never forget.
Well, you give the people in your office that help with all these things my best, too, will you?
I certainly will, Mr.
Tell them I thank them very much.
Thank you very much.